Roger JP Show. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Anytime you want to call and be a part of the show.
Shark attacks.
Yeah.
California swimmer. Before Good Samaritans rescue him.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm as much a Good Samaritan as anybody. I like to think
You're telling me that you want to make other people's problems your problems. That's by definition a
Good Samaritan is if a situation erupts that you're right there. And you're right there. I'm not going to let somebody sit there and drown in front of me. However, if there's a shark involved,
you might hesitate.
Right. I can tell you now, I'm not going.
Unless it's
my kids and or possibly my wife.
Oh, come on. You'd be right in there.
Possibly.
I just can't get my right shoe off. I'm coming as quick as I can. You
know, is there any other way anybody else could handle this? Not me right now. Anybody step up? No?
Hey, listen, this guy got attacked by a shark. I don't need to be dealing with the same doom as him. I want to help people. But I don't want to, you know.
Well, if he's getting attacked by a shark.
Exactly, but that's my point. He's being attacked already.
That will make people hesitate because you're throwing yourself into bloody water where he's already dead.
We need quick TikTok consultation to find out what to do in a shark attack situation so that we know in advance and we can handle it. Because I would not know what to do. Like, I don't know how I want to help. How do I help? I don't know what to do.
The only thing I know that could possibly help is if you grab the shark, if you put your hands on the shark's snout.
Yeah, if you can get it.
You'll get them. They temporarily go into like almost like a coma state real fast. And then maybe, but, you know, you have to have the wherewithal in a situation like that. I'm saying to myself, how do you do that?
It's in the middle of thrashing a body. How are you getting the nose?
Exactly. But what I'm trying to tell you is that's the only way I know, other than, you know, shooting
what's
it dead,
there,
I guess,
Fred?
In the middle of it.
The shark is thrashing the victim.
And so he's just smashing, he's swinging his snout around with his body between his jaws and smashing into the rocks and ripping his entrails out.
I like to think of myself as a good person. I really do. Whether you believe it or not, it's a different ballgame. But
well,
I like
nice.
To consider myself as a good person. I just have a line I'm not crossing. Like, I'm not crossing you in the middle of getting eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to
you. I don't think that's a big difference among a lot of people. Going in the water as second man in on a shark attack
is not
common.
This is all very general.
Not.
Let's say right now, JP, you are on the beach. You don't realize that Brett is on the beach. But Brett is in the water, and he's getting attacked by a shark. You're really not going to put yourself in harm.
And it really hurts, too.
You think I'm swimming into the middle of a shark attack?
You're going to watch
I'd like to think that.
Thrash there and against the rocks and not...
I'm not saying I won't be horrified.
You just said what a good person you are.
I am a good person.
We all heard it.
I am a good person.
And you know what? If I'm in Jaws' mouth, like halfway out, and I'm reaching towards Brett's waving with his hand.
Like,
I'm reaching.
True.
That is so true.
What do you
Why
want
is that
five
true?
Of?
You'd be crazy.
You want five
not
of something?
Don't take what you would do and
you'd
put it towards
me. Don't even try it. There's no way in hell you're
I have not
jump
only
in.
Do I have one hand, I have both hands.
I'm
grab.
So what are you going to see me?
Halfway
in the shark's mouth? And you're going to be like, you know what? That's just
I would not let it get to that point.
Because
I'd already be in the water as soon as I see that shark.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on a boat?
Move, JP, move!
Like
on the beach.
And we're
behind
on a beach.
You.
See, that's tough. There's nothing. There's no long pole to reach out for someone to maybe grab onto. There's nothing to poke the shark with. There's nothing you can do but throw your body into that
These
mess.
These two people were paddle boarding near the victim. They were able to get him up on the paddle board to shore and then try and get him some first aid.
Thank God for those two people and the niceness and the willingness to actually help and not just say, I want to help.
Well, the way the story is explained, it's just that, like, there's blood and it's a shark attack involved. And I'm sorry. They would just happen to be there.
If you're right there on a paddleboard and you're safe, I guess you could go help the guy. Maybe if the shark backs off a little. But then the shark turns on you. And don't you have to be responsible in a way? There's a certain point where I think the balance tips. That person who's considering rescuing has to consider that person is getting thrashed by a shark and might be dead. Do I throw myself in there if I am maybe an adult who's responsible for children?
Who is,
you know what I mean? You have to think of stuff like that. And in that moment, I don't know what you think. I don't know if that holds you back or your mind goes blank and you don't think that. And in that situation, you just go for it. I don't know what happens. And I don't think you know unless you're put in that situation, like what you really would do.
Brendan on line one, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Hey, grew up in Tampa, had some experiences with some of the wildlife on land and in sea. this crazy thing with the snakes lately. Yeah. But I've avoided a couple shark attacks being a diver in Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Yeah. The one thing you do is go to the ground and put your tank in front of you. Yes,
that's
putting
good.
Your hands on their face is good if you have gloves on, but if you don't, you might not have that hand when you're done.
Yeah. Like chainmail gloves, you're saying?
Yes. It's exactly right. What it is. It's chainmail.
It has to be.
You're
yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. But they say to take your scuba tank off your back and put it on your chest.
Yeah.
So if they try to come at your, torso, they have to go for that first.
Right, and they'll run into the metal tube and not expect it and be confused. Maybe they'll just take off,
You take your regulator out of your mouth and you blow the bubbles at them, and that disturbs them enough where they sometimes will swim away. I mean,
what
you
a
gotta
sissy.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's all right. if you're scuba diving. If you're just at the beach.
He grew up in the ocean. You think he would not bother him with bubbles.
Right, but, well, I've had that happen, too. I actually experienced a friend of mine being chased out of the water. And it was not a big shark, but she was Monica, and can appreciate this. She was in the water at a certain time of the month when she probably shouldn't have been.
Oh, no.
She's chunky.
And, the shark was literally, she was like walking on water trying to get the hell out of there.
That's
crazy.
If it was a cartoon, you'd hear.
Something wrong with me. My other name is Sledgehammer. I'm the guy that's still going to court on the other thing. Okay, so that's actually working out pretty well, but let's not get off the topic, please.
Right, because I stick to sharks.
I will, because I'm stupid. Because JT's going to say, hey, guys, hi. Anyhow.
Wait, you are.
Seriously, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. You guys are all right.
Oh, my God.
I know that. All right, we got to fly, man. Thanks, shark guy.
Thanks, brother. See, now that's a great tip. Take if you're scuba diving, of course, and then you have the tank. That's great. You slide that tank off and put it in front of your chest because that's what they're going to. That's great.
Yeah,
good idea.
But see, that's
at least I feel like I have a chance.
Then you grab your rifle while the tank is in its mouth. You say, "Smile, you son of a bitch."
We're all brave here on land.
And then the shark parts everywhere.
That's if you have a rifle.
No, Monica, tell me you've seen Jaws.
Yes, but it was so long ago. How do I remember? Like how I was 8.
That's how the shark died.
Oh, I don't remember. I was 8 years old. However old, like I was such a kid. I don't remember what it
was. Mom took you to that movie, right?
Brody took some of the shark tanks that were rolling around. And he was trying to beat the shark off with it, and then threw it into the shark's. Yep, you heard me. And then threw one into the shark's mouth. And when the shark came around, Brody grabbed his rifle, said, "Smile, you son of a bitch." And when the shark came up out of water, Brody shot the tank. Tank explodes, dead shark.
Was Brody
Richard Dreyfuss then comes up from underneath the water.
Okay, I was going to say, so Brody is the old grizzled man, right, who comes in and says they don't know what they're doing, let me help?
No.
What?
No, Brody.
Brody, is that the old
that's
grizzled
Chief
old man?
Brody. No, Chief that's Brody. Chief Brody. You're thinking Quint. Quint is already dead.
Okay.
Quint literally got bit in half.
I don't remember him dying. Oh, my God,
remember?
That sucks. No, I don't. That's
awful. His torso slides into the jaws. Sorry for everybody hasn't seen it.
And all of a sudden, there's a snap. There's a snap. He gets like
blood comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, and you see the shark bite down, and you see just like you almost hear the spine snap, and then blood just starts going out of Quinn's mouth, and shark just drags him off the boat into the water.
Yep.
You know why? You know why that happened to him? Because he scratched his nail on the chalkboard, and everybody had to hear it, and that was his punishment.
Yeah, that was punishment.
Might have been.
There's no other way to go. It was so long ago. I remember certain things. I just didn't remember. I don't know how you remember names and all of those details, but
I saw this thing in Texas that I've wanted to rip off for years, where you do a viewing of Jaws while in the water.
They had that here in St. Pete.
I would been dying to do that here. I would love to do it, but
I would do that in a heartbeat. That would be actually fun. And again, because I forgot a lot of.
Right. That'd be a good time. I'm like, I don't think we have the security phone. I don't know if we can make any money off it. I don't know.
You heard no.
Oh, that's all I heard is no. I didn't care what the rest of their stories were.
I know, exactly.
I heard no, and I moved on. All right, goodbye. I might have argued a couple of times, but then it's like talking to a wall.
Mm. All right, you guys ready? We have a top 10 list ready to go?
Always ready. Top 10 time.
Come on. So earlier today, I saw this article, which I don't know whether to believe it or not, but it's involving Russia and Ukraine, right? So there's apparently a Ukrainian division of soldiers called the Shaman Division.
Shaman.
I don't know if they use a different word for it or if that's just translated. But they shoot at Russian soldiers who are on their supply line, and they shoot them right in the nuts.
Why don't they shoot to kill them?
I don't know, except it says these elite Shaman special forces always shoot Russians in the balls.
Why?
They use this to cripple their... Hold on. I accept. They used to cripple Russia's supply lines despite being massively... So they're massively outgunned. So they're, like, snipering them. But this guy, codenamed 22...
Just why not kill him?
I know.
I know. Why wouldn't you go for the headshot?
Right.
But maybe it's because it's degrading
or, you know...
Oh, I see. Okay, so he says they shoot him from about 7 meters away underneath the bulletproof plate. So I guess they're armored. And they know where the weak spot is, and there's not enough protection there, he says. It's 100% to kill the enemy. You always shoot at the balls.
Who's the designer of this protection that said, okay, you're protected here, you're protected. No, stop it at the balls.
No copies?
Like, why would they not just keep going with the protection?
He says, you're destroying his arteries, breaking his pelvis. He cannot escape. He cannot run. He cannot crawl. He can't do anything. It's impossible to give first aid to a man wounded in this area. He can't use a tourniquet or a bandage. And so there's the reason.
Oh, I want to use a tourniquet.
That is some serious stuff. Well, you can't really. So anyway, I saw this, and Shaman Elite Special Forces who shoot Russians in the balls, and I said, you know what we need? A top 10 list of songs with ball or balls in the title. That's what we really need.
Wow.
And so that is today's list. Now, it could be ball or balls. It can be part of a word or just the word itself in the title somewhere, and it is all different types of music. All different types.
AC/DC's Big Balls.
Big Balls is number 10 from AC/DC, and that's the only AC/DC Balls song.
Sure, because there's like seven more songs with balls.
There's only,
she's got
in
balls.
The title, right? No,
she's
not
got
there.
Balls not there?
Nope, it's not. Yep, this is Big Balls, AC/DC number 10. Monica,
like,
can you think of one with ball or balls?
AC/DC song too. Even when I was little, I kind of giggled a little bit. Big Balls.
Yeah.
But as an AC/DC fan, I'm like, this song sucks.
And of course, there's a bounty prize in here somewhere as well. And if you get that song, you win that prize from the Bone Prize Stash. 800-771-1025.
Oh.
What? You got one?
Yeah, I don't know. Great Balls of Fire.
Jesus. Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. Number two. There you go, Monica. You got it. That's one of the big ones. Yeah. You never heard this? AC/DC, Bon Scott.
I heard this live.
I bet you did. All right, so.
Good for you.
Top 10 ball or balls songs. It's in the title. 727-579-1025. Your guest is next. Brought to you by DeWitt Law Firm. Just call Mo.com. We'll be right back.
Full, and everybody comes and comes again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.